please be seated. Jesus Christ gave to the church something very special to do whenever it gathered together. It's the Lord's Supper. It's what we know as communion. And Jesus himself established and declared that the eating of bread and the drinking of some wine was to be a remembrance, something that was to cause people to remember something. The bread that we eat is to help us remember that God took on a human body. And the wine or the juice is to help us remember that our Savior poured out his lifeblood at the cross as an offering and a sacrifice to God in our place. And so by eating and drinking the bread and the cup, we are remembering, or we're reminding ourselves, that a sinless substitute had to give his life in our place so that we could be saved from God's wrath, so that we could become children of God. This is what we're to remember. And evidently, Jesus knows us pretty well because he knows that we forget. So he gave us something to remember him by. He knows that all too well we are quickly to move on from his death to think about other things that are coming up in the day. He knows that we're easily inclined to think that we can graduate from what the gospel is and means to us as children of God. He knows how easy it is for us to forget the cross. And that's why he built this remembrance into the rhythm of the fellowship of the body of Christ. Now, each week when we do this, whoever leads us in communion always uses scripture, and I want to do that again this morning. Take your Bibles. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. I think many times men have stood up here and used this verse and to try to lead us in communion, and I want to do that again this morning. It's so rich and deep. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says this: "In him, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." Redemption is a ransom payment made to free someone. Those who believe Jesus Christ are said to have that ransom payment. We have redemption. We have that ransom payment, and therefore we are free. And so that begs the huge question, what are we freed from? We are freed from the penalty of God's wrath against us. We are told that believers have this ransom in him. This ransom payment is located in Jesus Christ. Don't forget this. And this ransom payment became ours through the currency that God used to secure it for us. The ransom payment came, it says in verse 7, through his blood. Through his blood. His blood shed on the cross was the currency that God used to secure our release from God's wrath. You see, the ransom payment is not secured by a currency that's counterfeit, like good works. Lots of people want to present that to God as a currency that maybe God will offer a transaction with them. And God says, I don't recognize that currency. I don't operate by that currency. When he is considering the payment, the ransom payment, to free sinners from his wrath, there's only one currency he accepts. It's the blood of his son. And that blood shed at the cross is very pleasing to Jesus Christ, to God the Father as well. Don't forget this. And this ransom payment is equated with forgiveness of sins. Do you see that in verse 7? This is the forgiveness of our trespasses. Trespasses are rebellious, treacherous missteps taken against God. They're not merely accidental missteps. Like we were trying to obey God, but we just accidentally slipped. That's not what trespasses are. Trespasses are an aggressive, treacherous step taken against God. Forgiving those rebellious and treacherous missteps means that God actually wipes them out of existence, wipes them out and away from his sight. The ransom payment made in Christ through his blood moves God himself to wipe away those trespasses against him so that they are no longer in his sight. Never forget that. And God did all of this act according to an amazing standard. God ordered his act of ransoming sinners, redeeming sinners, according to a standard that he set before himself. Verse 7, this is according to the riches of his grace. That means, again, that God wasn't moved to act because he had an eye on your potential. He didn't confine himself to act on the basis of your abilities. He's not looking at your abilities. He's not looking at your potential. He's keeping his eye on one thing, and that's his own character. That he is a God of grace, and he confines himself to act to redeem sinners on the basis of who he is and how he acts. He is a gracious God, a God of who gives undeserved favor to those who are in need of it. He's rich in it. And this means that God was in no way obligated to forgive you, believer. But he did, according to his grace. Never forget this. So if by your own admission this morning you are trusting in God alone to make the ransom payment through his son's blood to free you from his own wrath, if you're not trusting in yourself or your own good works, if by your own admission you are counting on God alone to wipe away your sins, if you're counting on God acting on the basis of his grace towards you, then when the bread and the cup come, eat and drink. But most importantly, remember. Remember Jesus' death on your behalf. And believer, you can't remember Christ's death and love all of these things in verse 7 and think at the same time that you can continue in known sin and not repent of it. Repent of any known sin. Examine yourself carefully in light of the cross. Read verse 7 to yourself over and over. Prepare yourself by exposing known sin in your life that you have not repented of. Expose it to this verse as you prepare to drink. And if by your own admission this morning you realize that you are not trusting in God alone for any of these things, well, then I want to tell you honestly that you're not prepared at all to meet God face to face because you are still bound under his righteous wrath. There's been no payment made yet to free you. And your treacherous missteps against God are still plain in his sight. And he will therefore not deal with you on the basis of grace, but he'll deal with you on the basis of justice. And you don't want that. Because what you justly deserve is hell. So this morning, right here, right now, turn from what you are. Turn to God. Turn from what you've made of yourself. Turn to God. Trust God to save you from his wrath through Jesus Christ shed blood at the cross. And if you will do that right now, eat and drink with us and remember with us the Lord Jesus Christ. But if this morning you won't do that, then please just let the bread and the cup pass you by. But don't leave today without asking someone more about the gospel of Jesus Christ, this good news to save sinners. When the men come and pass the trays, take some time on your own and I will close our time in prayer and we'll take communion together. Men, please come and serve us.